The discussion over reforms to the Lansing Board of Water and Light has continued in recent days. One topic is whether to extend the contract of embattled General Manager Peter Lark. A BWL committee has recommended another year for Lark. However, some critics have repeated their view that Lark should go after the utility's botched response to last December's widespread storm-related power outages. Officials are also weighing whether to expand representation on the BWL Board of Commissioners. Last week, Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero proposed a framework for expanding the board. For his response to these and other recent BWL developments, current state welcomes back Vice Chair of the Utilities Board of Commissioners, Dennis Lowney. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Last week, the Board of Commissioners, a committee, I think the HR committee.
That's correct.
Voted 3-1 to recommend General Manager Lark be reappointed as GM for another year. That decision will go to the full board. You're not a member of that committee, as I understand it. You're maybe an alternate.
That's correct.
But the decision, the final decision, will go to the full board next month. What do you think of the committee's decision to recommend Mr. Lark for another year?
Well, I did sit in a closed session meeting that we had with the general manager, and there was a lot of concern and a lot of issues discussed at that time. It was a lengthy discussion, and I think the message was clear to the general manager that there were problems that occurred last year. But I think when you evaluate an employee, you have to look at their body of work. Consistently, it was noted that up until that point, the general manager had been doing a good job. He was lauded, and the board had won numerous awards in regards to the new power plant, in regards to reliability and such. So I think to that degree, you tried to look at a person over the length of period that they were being evaluated on. And so I think based on that decision, there were mistakes made, but it didn't warrant eliminating or not renewing the general manager's contract.
Okay. I think it's clear the utility's response to the ice storm and Peter Lark's performance in particular has created a faction that won't be satisfied unless he leaves. And this group continues to be heard. Sandy Zirkle, the board chairwoman, agrees with you. She said he should be evaluated on lots more than just the utility's response to the ice storm. But cynics end up pointing out that events like the chili cook-off, which Ms. Zirkle said ought to be part of the review, they have trouble including an event like that in Mr. Lark's evaluation. Well, how do you respond?
And I would agree with the cynics in that sense. I mean, the way I looked at evaluating the general manager, because all the Board of Commissioners did, we did an evaluation, we submitted that, and then the HR committee reviewed those. And then we had the opportunity to sit down with the general manager in a closed session and really kind of drill down on some of the details and some of the concerns we had. So
the HR committee got feedback from all the members of the Board of Commissioners.
Correct.
Before they made their recommendation.
Correct. Okay. So it wasn't specifically just them, but they were the only members that were part of the process to officially renominate
him. Okay.
Responding to your question in regards to the cynics, managing a utility is a difficult task, and certainly there were some mistakes made during the ice storm and the crisis. But I think what I found when I had to evaluate the general manager was there were a lot of good things he had done. There were a lot of things he had put in place. Now, the buck stops with him, and I don't disagree with that, but I think there's also measures that we can put in place to make sure that those things don't happen and that we can put him to a certain degree of saying, these are performance measures we want you to meet. And if you can't meet these, then we really seriously have to look at it. One of the other things I considered is if we didn't renominate him, we were going to have to do a search and we were going to have to bring another person in, look at candidates. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of work that we need to do already based on the recommendations of the CRT, the MPSC, and the internal review that was done. And I think the general manager is doing those things. I think he's changed his management structure. I think everyone wants our utility to be a better utility, and we're making those changes to do so.
Do you know how you'll be voting next month?
I will be voting to reappoint the general manager.
Okay. And when the rubber hits the road, what's the deciding factor there? You would tip the scales in his favor in terms of the constructive impact he has had over a longer period of years.
Correct.
How difficult was it to come to that decision?
Well, it was difficult because to me there were certain things like his trip to New York that just were inexcusable. I mean, in a time of crisis, you don't leave. You're a public servant, and it seemed to me that was not an appropriate thing to do. But I also look at how he's responded to this crisis and the changes that he's helping to put in place. And it's not a stonewalling. It's really an acceptance and an embracing of making sure we are going to be a better utility. So I look at it that over the last 7 years, he's really accomplished a lot of good things, and he's led us on a good course. The new power plant, we're one of the first plants in 50 years to be built in this state. And he's moving a lot of the facilities out of the floodplain that are in the floodplain, especially with the way our temperatures and our weather is changing. We had to consider that some of our facilities were built in a floodplain, which a lot were throughout the state, because they needed to be close to the rivers and such. But what that does then is that also ensures that we're going to have reliable power. So if there is a 100-year flood, that it's not going to impact our facilities and we can still deliver the services to our customers. And that's a massive undertaking when you look at where a lot of our properties and facilities were located.
We're talking with Dennis Lowney, who is a commissioner on the Lansing Board of Water and Light Board of Commissioners, the vice chair of that body. Do you think your opinion is shared by a majority of the people on the board? In terms of reappointing, extending Peter Lark's contract a year?
I would say so. I think the board will vote to reappoint the general manager. Personally, myself, and I know there's a couple other members that had some severe concerns. We kind of evaluated Peter in two phases. One was before the storm, and two was the storm and afterwards.
It's like the world changed.
Right. I mean, it really did. So looking at that realistically, I do think there's some things that we are going to ask of him in his contract, some current changes that I would like to see and I know others would like to see, that kind of put him on notice that, you know, if this behavior or this management style does not change, that, you know, we want to make sure that's going to be reflected in how you're going to be compensated.
Management style? I mean, what does that mean?
That might not have been the right term, but I guess management in general. Again, and I refer back to those recommendations, I really feel it's important that we had a great group of volunteers from the CRT, MPSC, and our internal report that was done that really gave us a roadmap as to where we need to go and what we need to do to be a better utility. So I want those, as committee of the whole chair, I want those reported at committee of the whole. I want to see a progress. We've got a timeline of when they'll be implemented. If they can't be implemented, why? I really want to put us to task as a utility to make sure that the work that was done by others does not go to waste.
How would you assess the utility's performance? How would you assess Peter Lark's performance post-CRT report? Are you more encouraged than discouraged?
Well, I think initially I would say, and many people noted this, there was it seemed a little bit uncaring. It seemed a little bit that he wasn't genuine. I think some of that was the breadth of information and the crisis that kind of overwhelmed him. Now that he's gotten his feet back on the ground and he's moved forward, I'm impressed. We've implemented several things that were not in existence just 6 months ago. So I think Peter is doing the correct things that need to be done for us to be a better utility, and he's the leader of that utility. So I would expect nothing less from him, and that's one of the reasons why I am going to vote to reappoint him, because I do think how someone handles a challenge and then how they move on from it is important, and that's a sign of a good leader, and I think Peter's doing that. Now, I know that may not satisfy some of the cynics or the critics, but I do think what I've said to people is give us time to show that these changes are going to be made. So there will be more ice storms. There will be winter storms. We will lose power at times. but we are going to be there for you. You're going to know it, and we're not going to respond the way we did last December. We're a better utility, and we're going to take care of our customers, and it's going to be a reliable utility.
Let's look at another aspect of this. Lansing Mayor Virge Brunero last Friday proposed a new framework for representation on the BWL board that he says he'll put before City Council soon. It would create three new non-voting members, one each from East Lansing and Delta Township. Those persons would serve four-year terms. The third would rotate among Delhi, Meridian, Lansing, and DeWitt townships. Those are the four largest remaining townships served by the BWL. What do you make of the mayor's plan?
I think it's a good proposal. It's a starting point, I think, and I think the mayor put a lot of thought into it. When you look at the Board of Water and Light and when it was initially created, it was created in the city of Lansing through the city charter. It expanded to provide power and utility service to outer areas. And I think we've been very reliable. We've had at times the fourth lowest cost in the state. So we're an affordable, reliable utility. And what the mayor did was he looked at that investment that's been made, and he looked at where we've expanded with our customer base and said that we need some representation in those areas. And I think he listened to the people. It was difficult in some ways because as a board, we don't make the decisions in regards to expansion. So in some ways, I look at it that we have a board that we're going to work with, and it's up to the mayor and the city council to decide who's going to be members of that and how that process will work.
You refer to it as a good starting point. Have you had enough time to think about how you might tweak the mayor's plan?
Well, I'm not necessarily in favor of tweaking the mayor's plan, but I think it changes everything, having new representatives come on the board, because they're going to bring new knowledge, they're going to bring new information and representation of some of those customers. I've often said that we represent all our customers, but I certainly recognize during the storm that Delta Township and East Lansing residents and others that were not in the downtown Lansing area were impacted. And when I went to those hearings, I said to them, if you need representation, contact me. Here's my phone number. Here's my email. This will give them that direct conduit, a direct liaison to work with. So I think it's a great first step.
Have you thought about when this arrangement might unfold? I mean, it means revising the city charter, which I'm led to believe would probably take until later in the year, maybe new members, even if it all went smoothly, new members until maybe the first of next year or thereabouts?
I was, you know, just thinking off the top of my head, and I don't want this to sound like it comes from the mayor or from the board, but my personal opinion was I think it will take some time. The mayor's going to introduce it. It'll be brought up by city council. And that's where I say I think it's a good first step because the mayor's proposing this. It's going to be discussed, and then actually to implement it is another step.
The Public Service Commission report came out, and one of its recommendations was that everybody on the board on the Board of Commissioners have, quote, utility experience. Good idea.
You want people on any board to have some experience in the field that they're going into. I think it makes a
not everybody has that experience on the board now, though, correct?
That's correct, but I do think there's some educational tools. The American Public Power Association has annual conferences and seminars. I'm currently going through a board governance certification process. So that I can learn some of the proper ways that utilities are governed by their boards. So other members have chosen other ways in educating themselves. So while I think it's important that you can get someone who has utility experience, sometimes those people aren't available. I think the other thing that's important is, too, is you want people that also represent our customers. So you want those people that are tied into the community and can talk to people and find out, you know, what's your opinion? What's going on? I think that was valuable to me that I had a lot of resources I could go to during the ice storm, and a lot of people weren't happy. So I took that view when I came back to the board and looking at this issue and really said, you know, we need to listen to what our customers are saying.
Dennis Lowney is vice chair of the Board of Commissioners for the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Dennis, we appreciate you making yourself available as this story continues to unfold. Many thanks.
Thank you, Mark. You guys have a great day.